Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. Well, today I'm going to challenge you because I'm going to tell you that jealousy, the emotion of jealousy, is actually quite beneficial. It can actually be beneficial. So there are three main benefits of jealousy, and I'm also going to tell you how not to let jealousy become toxic. So first of all, what is jealousy? It's an emotional signal. A signal gives us information. So jealousy is giving us information. And if you view jealousy from that perspective, you can actually benefit from jealousy. It can actually be something that can help you and become constructive instead of destructive. But if you don't manage jealousy, it does become destructive. Okay, so three reasons why jealousy is positive, okay? First of all, it is an indicator of your values and your desires. So when you feel that little prick of jealousy, that little prick of envy, that means that you are getting some information that is prompting you to actually find out more about something that you actually value very much or something that you desire very much. And now that thing that you value, maybe you, when you start being curious about it, you might find, ooh, do I really value that? Do I really want that in my life? Is that something I really do value? You may find that you actually shift that value, and that's a good thing. So the jealousy prompted you to examine what you valued and to see is that value constructive for you as a person. Also, your desires. Is that desire, the jealousy can prompt you to look at the desire because it's giving you the information. And then is that desire good for you or is it not good for you? And do you need to shift it? But if you just let the jealousy consume you and you just kind of carried on, you would have then never got the true benefit of that jealousy. What is the information that you can gain from it? So instead of thinking, oh, I mustn't be jealous and feeling guilt, shift the guilt to curiosity and see, is it, what's it telling me about my values and my desires? Okay, so when you, so if you're scrolling Instagram and you see someone success for something and you feel that little oof of jealousy, instead of suppressing it, say, oh, okay, that made me feel uncomfortable. I'm definitely jealous. That's okay. It's okay to be a mess. Let me be curious. Why am I feeling jealous? Why is it some desire? Is it something that I want to achieve in my life that I have not really been facing, that I maybe need to say, you know, that person that's prompting something that I'd like to do, not the same thing, because we can't do exactly the same thing as other people, but it's prompting something similar that you'd like to do. And maybe that's enough to prompt you to say, okay, you know what? I'm jealous enough to turn this into constructive jealousy and to take that energy that could drain me and instead of uplift me and turn it into constructive jealousy to find out, okay, well, that's what I want to achieve. What does it look like? What is this? And start defining it and making a plan and describing it and plan and getting your plans around that and so on. Okay, so this awareness as well, jealousy also prompts an awareness. And this awareness can also motivate you to maybe move forward in some goals that you had set for yourself, but you kind of fell behind and didn't really do much about them, or you kind of slipped off the rails a little bit, or just kind of put them to bed for a while. Maybe this is the thing that will prompt you to get back on board and achieve those goals because they're important to who you are as a person. Oh, and by the way, celebrating someone else's success is actually really good for developing your intelligence and your brain health. So there's another reason. So when you're jealous, it's also a prompt for you. It's like a mind, brain, body prompt for you to say, okay, I'm jealous, but if I go in the toxic direction, it's going to drain my brain and my creativity, my intelligence. But if I learn something from this and then learn, in addition to learning something from this, if I then celebrate that person's success genuinely, and you may have to practice it at first because you may not feel like it, but that is enhancing your brain health, improving your creativity, and improving your intelligence, which I just love, okay? That's why I love the research that I do, because it brings up all this fantastic stuff. Taking care of ourselves is paramount. Healthy eating and exercise are often a focus, but something just as important that a lot of people overlook is making sure to get quality rest. With the Hatch Restore 2, take control of your sleep habits and wake up feeling your best. The Hatch Restore 2 is your bedside sleep guide, your ally in rest. The innovative all-in-one dream machine is a sophisticated sound machine, light, and alarm clock beautifully designed for your bedside table. Good rest allows you to be the best version of yourself, which which is why the Hatch Restore 2 was engineered to help you form healthy sleep habits for life. Your Hatch teaches your body when it's time to sleep and when it's time to rise with light and sound cues. It also coaches you through meditations and mindfulness exercises that transform the time before and after sleep into restful rituals. I love using my Hatch when I travel, which helps me regulate my sleeping patterns faster, even in different time zones. The white noise function is especially helpful in hotel rooms where it can be pretty loud or unusually quiet when trying to go to sleep. I also love that I can wake up gently with a sunrise alarm clock that supports your natural circadian rhythm without the need for hotel wake-up calls or multiple alarms on my phone. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore 2 and free shipping at hatch.co/Dr. Leaf. Sleep deeply and wake gently with Restore 2. Go to hatch.co/Dr. Leaf to get $20 off and free shipping. That's hatch.co/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. Second thing about why jealousy is good, can be good for you, or the benefits of jealousy, is it's an opportunity for self-reflection. Okay, so the first one is it's an indicator giving you information, telling you about values and desires. Second thing is it's an opportunity for self-reflection. And we grow with self-reflection. Self-reflection is very important for us to self-regulate. We need to take stock and not just bamboozle through life. And it is so easy to get so busy with business, family commitments, social media, and the fastness of our incredible lives that we live in this day and age. Okay, so self-reflection is something that can be a lost art, and we all need it because it keeps us grounded. So jealousy can prompt introspection about your insecurities and your fears. And that's exciting. And I've got a smile on my face. You're thinking, like, why are insecurities and fears good for you? It's information so that you can deal with your insecurities and you can deal with your fears. So you can be curious about them and you can make a plan to get help or advice or change something in your life or get information that you need in order to develop that. So jealousy is a great prompt for you to self-reflect about your insecurities and your fears. Because if you're jealous, it's reflecting an insecurity. It's reflecting a fear. And you need to go and dig down. What is that insecurity? What does it look like? When does it happen? The who, the what, the when, the where, the why. Describe it and the fear. Not just use the words insecurity and fear. Dig deep and get the detail behind them. That's good self-reflection. Okay, it can also serve as a chance to examine why you're feeling jealous in the same way. So you're getting deep and examining why you're feeling jealous. So it's why I'm feeling jealous. Why am I feeling jealous? This constant idea of curiosity around the jealousy, because the jealousy is bringing you information. And so also can be a way of you self-reflecting to see if there is an underlying issue that's maybe been hovering and you keep suppressing. So the jealousy is a signal for you to pay attention to an underlying issue that you haven't dealt with. And there could be something maybe like an ongoing kind of feud in your mind with a best friend or a sibling or a work colleague, where you're jealous of something, but you know you shouldn't be. So you press it down, and it's actually affecting how you function, because until you've dealt with it, it's not going away. So suppressing it doesn't make it go away. It just feeds it. Okay. Just makes it bigger.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Okay, and then the third reason why jealousy can work for you and not against you is strengthening relationships. So jealousy is a way of opening conversations. So if you're jealous of someone and it's someone that you have a relationship with, but the jealousy is affecting you, it's a way of opening a conversation. Hey, X person, I've been feeling kind of jealous, and these are the reasons why. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I've seen that this is something in me. And, you know, I want to have this conversation with you, and it's going to be a hard conversation, but the hard stuff is the good stuff. Okay. Remember that phrase, the hard stuff is the good stuff. Okay. So In some cases, jealousy can lead to open conversations with loved ones. So maybe it could be two siblings that feel that a parent is paying more attention to one sibling than another, and the parent is completely unaware that this is happening just because of whatever, being a parent and trying to do the best for most kids, for your kids. But that essentially then can be an opportunity for that child to go to the parent and say, you know what, I kind of feel jealous of my sibling. It feels to me like you're giving more attention to them because of this, this, and this, which opens the conversation to resolve the problem and not to let that in that toxic jealousy build and become a big issue. Okay. It's a way of expressing your feelings. You know, it enables you to express your feelings of jealousy when you acknowledge it. You express it to your feelings to loved ones and to others that you care for. It's a way of solving problems that could be basically causing problems inside your relationship, because you basically can't hide anything. You think you can, but it's coming out somewhere. So jealousy is a great prompt to help see, okay, something's not quite right in this relationship. Let me start doing the digging and start the conversation. So, and healthy discussions can lead to increased trust, because jealousy in you towards someone else that they don't know is jealousy, they'll sense something's wrong, and that can break trust. And that sense of trust, when trust is being challenged, that's a problem. So it's a great way of also resolving a trust issue when we acknowledge the jealousy and talk about it in conversations. So here's a quick neurocycle to help prevent toxic jealousy. So toxic jealousy, if my two hands are scales, balancing scales, and in this hand there's all the emotions that are so-called negative. Now, there's no bad emotion. You've heard me say that often, and jealousy is not a bad emotion. It's an informational signal. And in this side, there's maybe all the what we call the good emotions. So we can talk about maybe that the positive and negative emotions, but all are good for us because they've got to be in balance all the time. So if we don't manage the toxic emotions, they can get out of control and affect us. If we don't manage the good emotions, we can become very unrealistic and idealistic and also lose out. So we always want to have a balance. So by acknowledging the jealousy in this way, you can then make it work for you. Otherwise, it becomes toxic and can create all kinds of other issues inside of you, including affecting your mind, brain, body, health. So first thing is gather awareness. Acknowledge your feelings, guys. Acknowledge the jealousy. Own it. Okay, it's okay to be jealous. It's information. Why are you jealous? Okay, it's important to recognize and acknowledge your feelings without judging yourself. Okay, denying or suppressing jealousy is really bad. It's going to create inflammation in your brain. Inflammation in your brain is going to affect how you function, and it's going to affect your mental health. Then reflect on those feelings of jealousy. So ask why. Be curious. Okay, this is a summary of what I said earlier on. Be curious. And be curious about why, and if, and in that process of reflecting, bring into your mindset, reflect on the people that you're jealous of, because it may be more than one person. It may be a whole lot of people. It may be situations. It may be what they're doing that's what you want, or whatever it may be. But is reflect on the why, the who, the what, the when, the where, the why. Next thing is to write down the jealousy details. So in other words, where you acknowledged it and then you started answering the whys, write that down all over the page, and write it down in the more you are messy with how you write, like in bubbles and colors, and that's called a metacog. And if you've got my book, Cleaning Up Your Mental Mess, or How to Help Your Child Clean Up Your Mental Mess, you would, and if you've got the app, you'll hear me talk about a metacog. Writing in this all over the place way stimulates an ability to dig down deep and find more information about the jealousy. So it gives insight. It takes you deeply, makes you deeply introspective. Then recheck. Remember that jealousy, when you recheck, remember that jealousy is a normal emotion. It's a normal emotion. Remember my hand, it's normal to have jealousy. It's information. It's only when you don't manage it that it becomes a problem. Okay. So it's a normal emotion, but it's very important, as I said, to manage it. Otherwise, it can harm you and your relationships. So by using jealousy as a tool for self-awareness, this is what, you know, in your recheck, you're saying, okay, I'm going to use this jealousy that I have about this situation or this person, I'm going to use this as a tool, okay, for my self-awareness and my growth and me growing as a person and this relationship. You can harness the potential benefits. I'm going to read that to you again. So by using jealousy as a tool for self-awareness and growth, you can harness its potential benefits while avoiding its toxic aspects. That's such a powerful statement. If you got nothing out of this podcast, and I hope you got lots out of this podcast, and I hope you're going to share this podcast with others, is by using jealousy as a tool for self-awareness and growth, you can harness its potential benefits while avoiding its toxic aspects. And then your active reach, fifth step, is limit comparison. So do some action steps. Limit your comparisons. If you're scrolling through social media for hours and hours and you find yourself getting activated by that, you stop by a certain person's posts and you keep looking at that same person and find you roiling with jealousy, stop that, limit it, do a neurocycle and go through the why and the how. So yes, the active reach is part of the neurocycle, but you may have to, your active reach may be to see how much am I actually getting stuck observing, getting stuck thinking about that person by constantly looking at what they're doing on social media or constantly thinking about them or whatever it may be. So limit comparisons, guys. Constantly comparing yourself to others really can fuel toxic jealousy. So limit your comparisons. You are you. You type you. There's no one like you. You can do something that no one else can do. There's really no need to use anything but jealousy towards motivating, to find the motivation behind the jealousy in terms of growing as a person and increasing your self-awareness instead of it destroying you. Remind yourself that everyone has their own unique journey and your path is valid and valuable, and the jealousy is prompting you to understand that journey. Thanks for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you next time.